Welcome to Intersection Live, the tax and accounting profession's premier podcast source, provided by the CPA Technology Advisor and ADP Small Business Services, supporting the accountant community.
Hi, this is Darren Root, Executive Editor of the CPA Technology Advisor, and I am here today with Shafat Qazi. He is the CEO and founder of BQE, which is also the owner of BillQuick. So, Shafat, welcome today.
Thank you.
Recently in the news, I heard that you guys made an acquisition, so why don't you tell me a little bit about that?
We actually announced on Monday, November 9th, about an acquisition of another software company called OrangeSoft LLC. They make numerous products. We basically got all the assets, including ArchiOffice, Engineer Office, Accountant Office, Builder Office, and Designer Office. These are products that really help these industries due to their day-to-day management on their business. In particular, we were interested in industry-specific functionality in these products. So BillQuick, as you know, has grown over the years, and so has our customer base. And as we saw multiple industries, we wanted to offer more so that they can manage the business better. And this company does bring in document management, contact management, and business intelligence to our products.
Oh, that's fantastic. Sounds like a terrific acquisition. We're coming today live from the Sleater Conference, and boy, what a great attendance that Doug has here.
Yes, Doug tells me that it's been higher than last year, which is a good indicator. Hopefully we're getting out of the recession, you know.
It's also a great conference. I mean, Doug does a good job, and you guys have always had a tremendous presence at this conference and been a staple here. All these consultants, especially QuickBooks consultants, love your product as an add-on, so that's tremendous. So what I'd like to talk a little bit about is just kind of 2009, from your perspective of not only the economy, but everything that went on with BQE, and then also we'll move on into 2010, and as an executive, I'd like to get your predictions of what you see happening.
Oh, absolutely. So let me give you an overview. All the pundits warned us about 2009 was going to be bad, so we kind of braced ourselves, got ready for the storm. But I am glad to report that we not only survived this storm, we actually thrived through it. We've done this recent acquisition. It was all done by our internal funding. We didn't seek any outside funding on it. It was an excellent acquisition, brings a lot more value to our customers. We also released a brand new upgrade on our products in March of 2009, and I have to say that it's the most sold upgrade that we ever had, so maximum number of upgrades were sold because we added some tremendous features in the 2009 that a lot of customers were asking for, including like report customization in product at no extra cost. We also were listed in the Inc. magazine, Inc. 5000, as one of the fastest growing private companies in America. So that was the honor that we weren't looking for, and when we saw that issue, we were pleasantly surprised. We expanded our Australia office this year. We actually moved into a new location in Sydney, hired more people there, and that business is growing because not only do we integrate with MYOB there, we also started integrating QuickBooks in Australia and New Zealand. So that has brought in a lot of noise in that area, and we also expanded to Europe. So we opened our Europe office in Finland, Helsinki. So BillQuick is actually seeing growth even in these tough times. As a matter of fact, we have 10% more people working for us today than they were last year this time. So I have to say this has been a good year for us and continues to, and primarily because of customers. You know, the amazing thing with our product is it's not the marketing, word of the mouth our customers are spreading, and they're referring their friends and colleagues to our product, and that's what's really selling.
You're expanding around the globe. I mean, this isn't just United States expansion. You guys are expanding all over the globe.
Absolutely, absolutely. BillQuick is pretty popular in Europe as well as in Australia, but I must say mostly English-speaking countries. So we have a great base in UK and Netherlands and Australia and New Zealand, Singapore and Middle East, the English-speaking portions of the UAE. So we're really enjoying that and serve them better. We want a local time zone for the sales and support. So that's the main reason for creating off.
Oh, fantastic. So what do you see taking place in 2010? I mean, we've seen good conferences lately. Like I said, Doug's conference, Cedar conferences, had great attendance. There's great enthusiasm. It's starting to feel like we're turning the corner. What are you seeing?
Well, I made my predictions in the article that's coming up in the next issue, but I'll summarize some of the ones that I still believe strongly. First of all, I think the average computer usage has turned the corner from desktop only to desktop plus more. So people are getting a lot more comfortable with SaaS and cloud-based computing. As you probably heard recently, entire city of Los Angeles dumped their internal email system and went with the Google. So that is a best validation of things all the way up that level that we're now relying on it and we're willing to go take those steps. I don't feel we're fully ready for it, but I would say this is going to be the biggest improvement in the SaaS, and you will see the big players like the Microsofts, the world, and Oracles of the world rolling out their SaaS, which they have been developing over the years. There are going to be some great applications coming out that will surprise everyone and saying, we didn't expect this, and give more reasons for people to move on the cloud. So that I think will be huge. Mobile computing, another area that I feel will be big. iPhones kind of changed the way people think about mobile computing, and now the expectation is there for an average customer. So the question is being more frequently asked now to us and saying, does Bill Quick have an iPhone app? Does Bill Quick have an app for Android or for that reason, mobile 6.0, any operating system that you use? Yes, people are going to expect you to have mobile. Big change I also see is 64-bit. We were resistant to it. Vista didn't do it. Windows 7 will do it. I went to a computer store, looked for all the solid laptops there. There was not a single laptop that did not have a Windows 64-bit home edition on it or better. 32-bit did not exist. They walk home or to the office with their laptop, they're going to expect your application to work for 64-bit. So for those of us who weren't developing for 64-bit, better start seriously. You might be up soon if you don't catch up. So I saw that very early. So we made the 64-bit compatible from, we've been doing that for many years. We still feel 2009 will be the year of accountability. The business owners and the managers have gotten smarter, and they realize what was it that hurt them during these times. So we feel that the accountability and the productivity will still be the highest or top of the mind. So they will seek technologies that would automate their repetitive processes, and that will help them basically work smarter, not harder. And that's going to be in 2010. You'll see a lot of technology adoption because they want to make sure that the less people that they have, because they're not going to hire rapidly back. They want to try to get more work and not increase their staff. So with less people that they have, they want to make sure they can produce more. And the only way for them to do it is to implement technology.
So we're going to continue to try to do more with less, and we're going to technology is going to be part of the focus, is what you're saying.
Absolutely.
Windows 7, a lot of people skip the Vista operating system. So I would anticipate Windows 7, and like you said, the Windows 64-bit operating system, having a large impact in 2010.
Yes.
So I completely agree. You mentioned SaaS and mobile computing. Can you tell me real quick what the PQE is doing as it relates to SaaS at this point?
Absolutely. So we shared our roadmap about SaaS last year. We have an awesome, awesome SaaS product that's in beta right now, and by invitation only. Any of you want to join in, just send an email to sales@bqe.com and say we want to join the beta program. But here's the best part about our SaaS. We did a hybrid SaaS as compared to a pure cloud computing. So if you are a BillQuick desktop user and you want to continue using BillQuick desktop for billing needs or for analysis or bar charts and business intelligence reporting, you could do that and have the rest of your team use the cloud computing version of BillQuick, which is browser-driven. And the two databases over the HTTP protocol port 80, and that is encrypted. So not only does it give you the freedom to retain the desktop end of it for power usage and robustness, it also gets your backup copy, obviously, on your server, on your LAN server, or on your desktop. And at the same time, your staff doesn't need updates or anything. They're logging in through any browser they want, any operating system they want. Another beautiful use of this hybrid SaaS, that, as we call it, is it gives you the disconnected mode. You could be on a laptop on a plane where there's no internet, although some of the planes now do have internet, but you could be doing your entire billing on the plane. When you go to the office, you connect your laptop back to the network, and it will sync in the background. Every other database that is linked to that database will be synced. So it kind of is the exchange, cached exchange mode, where you're running in a cache database, but it is really storing the data on the cloud for you. You don't need to back up. You don't need the IT guy. You don't need to worry about the hardwares, and you don't need to worry about upgrades. So all that is covered by us, and all you need to worry about is making sure you use the product and you report your time and expense to do your business management on.
That's fantastic. Well, as always, it sounds like Shabbat, you're leading the industry as you always have done, and you know certainly as the executive editor, I appreciate that, and I know all your customers appreciate that. So thank you very much for your time. And as I said, we're coming live to you. So if you hear noise in the background today, we're coming live from the Sleater Conference, and Shabbat and I are sitting here on a couch. Having a great conversation. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Darren.
All right. Bye-bye.
The CPA Technology Advisors Intersection Live podcast series is brought to you by ADP Small Business Services, supporting the accountant community. For more information about the CPA Technology Advisors other podcast programs, webcasts, and our e-newsletter, visit cpatechnologyadvisor.com. To ask questions or leave comments about our podcasts, call 800-456-0864, extension 2106. Or tune in to future episodes where you're able to ask questions live via talkshoe.com.